the Board of Supervisors and move on. Actually, we're going to recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Siskiyou Power Authority. 9A, this is public comment. Anyone in house? Seeing none online?
Showing none online.
Showing none online. 9B. Is that Ms. Hall?
I believe it's Joy, yep.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joy Hall, Director of General Services. I'm here just today to ratify the amendment number 5 for our PPA. It needed to be signed by 12/31, so we had it signed, and then this is just to ratify it. It is actually going up.
Solid.
A little bit over 4.5 cents and a little over 2.5 cents per kilowatt. So.
Look forward to that.
Happy
16
to see
cents.
Yes, yes.
Don't
really wonderful.
Don't we wish.
Thank you. Any questions?
Just a couple quick comments. So this is just one piece of the puzzle. There's going to be more to this, and maybe you want to allude to what that's going to entail in the next couple of 90 days.
So we're getting the interconnection going. Mm-hmm. We've been working with Pacific Corp on that, trying to get it finalized. It looks like we should be done by March on that, hopefully. And then with that, it will be the same as it was 15 years ago or so, where they increase it every year as a CPI or something like that. So this looks really good.
Yeah, I think this is going to warrant a full agenda item because there's going to be a cost to the county within that significant cost, I might add. So
yes.
I think all this needs to be brought forward with how this is all going to play out for us.
Okay.
With that, I'll move to approve.
Okay. I have a motion.
Clarify the motion. It says ratify the chair's execution. It would be last year's chair. Do we want to put 2023 chair's execution versus? Okay, I just want to make sure that we're clear that it wasn't Mr. Kopseff.
I signed it.
You did. You did. All righty. Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Let's see. Director Help.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Copsa?
Aye.
Thank you.
We'll adjourn as the Siskiyou Power Authority. And we'll convene as County Service Area 4. This is the time for public comment. We're at item 10A. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Sure, none online.
None online. Minute approval for December 5th.
And I've received no corrections.
No corrections.
So moved.
Director. Approval, Chris. Is the motion?
Second.
Director Ogren.
Director Help?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Copsa?
Aye. We'll adjourn as County Service Area 4 and convene as the Airport Land Use Commission. This is 11A, public comment. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
None online. Minute approval for December 12th.
I've received no corrections for those either.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second.
Okay. Director or Commissioner Help?
Aye.
Commissioner Valenzuela?
Yes.
Commissioner Chris?
Aye.
Commissioner Ogren?
Aye.
And Commissioner Kopseff?
Aye. We'll adjourn as the Airport Land Use Commission. We'll reconvene as the Board of Supervisors and we'll take up item 12. County Clerk.
Okay, we're going to have several appointments. This first one is for the MISCA Board, the MODOC Siskiyou Community Action Agency Board of Directors. These are terms ending December 31st of 2027. And at the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received a letter of interest in reappointment from incumbent Renata Funk. I will make a comment, though, that I believe MISCA wants to come and speak, and they may be asking to reduce the board members, but at this point, if we could continue the remaining one, that would be great.
But we can reappoint?
Renata,
okay,
yes,
okay.
But there is one other vacant position, and that one may go away at some point. Okay.
Action from the board. Move to approve. A motion.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye. Item 12B, Clerk.
Okay. All righty. This is an unscheduled vacancy on the local child care planning council. This is for a discretionary appointee, and it would be a term ending, and this is for real, February 28th of 2024. So it's coming up very quickly due to Anna Fisher's resignation. At the time the agenda worksheet was prepared, the clerk's office had not received any letters of interest in serving or anything from the LPC. At this point, if we could just drop this one from the agenda, okay. We're going to come back through and do a regular appointment at some point. So.
Item 12C. Library Advisory Board.
All righty. Well, Library Advisory Board, there are 3 one-year terms expiring 2024. These three people, incumbents of the three, I heard from John Quinn. He is interested in continuing, but Matthew Kane was not. T.J. Linville is now officially a judge, so they are ex officio members of this board, so he would not need an appointment. I did hear back, like I said, from John Quinn. He is interested in continuing, and if we could continue, I have another person interested, but I do need to... check qualifications, okay. Make sure
so at
that
this
works.
Point,
Quinn
for
would
John
be the
Quinn.
One. Yes.
So moved for
a motion.
And then continue the rest?
Right, absolutely.
Thank you.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye. Item 12D, Committee of Health Board.
This is BHS board. These are 3 members. They're scheduled vacancies. These would be terms ending December 31st of 2026. And at the point the agenda document was created, we received a letter of no interest in remaining on the BHS board from incumbent D. McGuffey. And at this point, we have nobody else. If we could continue this
continue.
One.
Okay. Item 12E.
Okay. This one is 2 scheduled vacancies on the Scott Valley and Shasta Valley Water Master District. These would be terms ending December 15th of 2027. It's 1 member for the Scott Valley service area and 1 member for the Shasta Valley service area. The appointed members of the district are residents of the county and not holders of water rights and whose place of use under a decree is an appointed or contracted parcel. Of course, these are districts. They would be filing Form 700. At the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received letters of interest in reappointment from incumbent Tony Bishop. He would fit the Shasta Valley service area, and a letter of no interest from Frank Hayden. In addition, the clerk's office received an email from Jim Morris that he was interested and eligible in filling the Scott Valley service area position. I did hear from another gentleman but followed up with the district that he does not qualify to serve in this, so these would be the 2 people, Tony Bishop for Shasta Valley and Jim Morris for the Scott Valley service area.
But did we clear up whether or not Jim could serve? I know there was...
I believe so, yes. They went through the chair that he qualified for this appointed versus elected position.
All right. That email was confusing.
Yeah. Yes, I believe so.
I'll do the point both.
Okay.
You can.
Okay.
You'd like.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye. Item 12F.
Okay, this is the big one.
And we're going to take these separately.
If we could have separate motion for each.
Okay.
Up district because they are a little bit different. Alrighty. These are various scheduled vacancies on the 7 cemetery districts that we have in the county: Etna, Fort Jones, Happy Camp, Henley, Hornbrook, Lakeview, Picard, and Shasta Valley Cemetery districts. These would be terms ending January 3rd, 2028. Let's see. They're also a special district. They do need to form 700, and then I've got a list of who has given me, their notice that they are interested. If we start with Aetna Cemetery, we have Terrell Drager and Richard Kramer are both interested in serving.
Move to reappoint Terrell Drager and Richard Kramer.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Thank you. Fort Jones Cemetery, there are two vacancies. Kevin Hulquist and Michelle DeCosmaker are both interested in continuing.
Move to reappoint Kevin Hulquist and Michelle DeCosmaker.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor
Chris.
Sorry.
That's all right.
My computer's dying on me. Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Alrighty. Happy Camp has two vacancies. Sarah Spence and Ellen Johnson are incumbents and both interested in continuing.
Move to reappoint Ellen Johnson and Sarah Spence.
Second.
Okay. Alrighty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Alrighty. For Henley Hornbrook Cemetery, there are three vacancies. I've heard from Amy Bordalusi, who is incumbent and interested. If we could continue the other two.
Move to reappoint Bordalusi and continue the other two.
Thank you.
Second.
Alrighty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Computer keeps going dark. Alrighty, we've got Lakeview Cemetery, one vacancy, and Patricia Chaska-Williams is interested in continuing.
Thanks for pronouncing the name correctly this week.
You're welcome.
Well done.
I learned that a long time ago.
I will, as the president, I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Alrighty, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
So the Picard Cemetery has one vacancy, and Randy Dixon is interested in continuing.
So move to reappoint.
Thank you.
Second.
All right. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Last one is Shasta Valley Cemetery. There are two vacancies. Rory McNeil, incumbent, is interested in serving, and if we could continue the remaining.
Move to reappoint Rory McNeil.
Thank you.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 12G, Dunfee Fire Protection.
G. All right. Okay, the next three appointments we have are for special districts that failed to call their election, and these are appointments to create a quorum. For the Dunsmuir Fire Protection District, we only need one member to the scheduled vacancy. This is a term ending December 3rd of 2027, and at the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received a letter of interest in serving on the district from Jimmy Palmer, who is eligible to serve. And I believe he's already been on the district.
So. Move to approve.
Second.
Oh, give me a second. Fine. Dunsmuir. All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
All righty. Oops. Sorry, guys. I've got a lot of appointments today. Alrighty, the next one is Grenada Sanitation District, also failed to call their election. This will be in order to create a quorum. Term ending is set the same, December 3rd of 2027, and two members are needed. At this, we didn't receive any letters of interest, but I did receive from Mr. Kopsev here that all three are interested in reappointment, so if you could choose two.
So reappoint Phil Peck and Bill Harris, and then my understanding is they'll have a quorum to pick their next member.
Correct, and I believe the clerk's office will notify them
right.
as to their timing on
Thank
that. All righty. So Phil Peck and Bill Harris
yes.
at this point. Thank you.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Item 12I, Butte Valley Fire Protection.
Okay. Butte Valley Fire Protection, they only need one to create a quorum. Again, they had failed to call their election. And this one would be at, I hadn't received anything when the agenda worksheet was made, but I did receive both an email from Manfred Lutz as well as Wilda Vanderbo. So if you would, Mr. Chris, choose one of them. The district will be able to make the appointment after for the next
I believe
person.
It was Mr. Lutz that got back to you first.
I believe so, yes.
I'll just call all those lines. So move to put Manfred Lutz.
Thank you. Thank you. All righty, Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsoff.
Aye. Item 12J.
What have we got here? Okay, Callahan Water District. This would be two members to scheduled vacancies to create a quorum. And let's see. I hadn't heard anything. Did I hear anything? No. Mr. Haupt, did you hear from either one of them?
No.
At this point, if we can continue it to the next go-round, we'll have to inform the district that they're going to be unable to do any work until they get somebody. But I believe there are two.
There are two incumbents, essentially?
Two incumbents, yes. Hayden and Herleman. And I did send an email to the district, you know, asking them to get a hold of us. But, of course, the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe if I hear something by the end of the meeting, email
okay.
or something, I don't know. But I believe that should be... What's that?
There's always a wrestling match.
I believe that's it for me.
So we're going to continue that.
If we would,
okay.
for this.
All right, so we'll move on to item 13A, minute approval for December 5th.
Okay, so for December 5th, did I give it to you?
You did, Ms. Wendy. Yes.
All right. The only correction I've been informed of was Mr. Chris mentioned not being able to attend the California Rifle and Pistol Association fundraiser, instead going to the Tule Lake Christmas tree lighting. If we could remove that. That's under board and staff reports at the very end of the minutes. Beyond
actually,
that,
it was the Tiny Way Strong fundraiser is why I had missed the California Rifle and Pistol.
Oh, okay. So Tule Lake Christmas was separate?
It was separate, yeah.
Okay, so separate. Tiny, Mighty, Strong?
Yes, youth camp over there. They had a fundraiser the same night as the
fundraiser.
Rifle
gotcha.
And Pistol Association.
Okay, so we'll replace that instead of the Rifle and Pistol Association.
Yeah.
Okay. And beyond that, that's all I've received for corrections for the 5th.
Okay.
Move to approve the corrections.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Excuse me. Supervisor Chris?
Ahead of myself.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye. And I think on December 12th, do you want to continue that?
If we could, I'd like to do a little bit of research
okay.
on the one
okay.
section.
We'll do that.
And that'll be 116 when that comes back.
Okay. So with that, we're going to move on to item 14, public hearings. And the first one will be... getting the earthquake too now? So we'll start off with item 14A, County Council public hearing for the second reading of an ordinance repealing chapter 39 of Title II of the Assistant County Code entitled Copy Fees for Public Record Act Request.
I believe I emailed these all out already, but I've received comments.
Thank you.
Okay.
So this is a public hearing.
Yes.
So I'll do the staff report.
Okay.
As discussed at the first reading, the subject ordinance was adopted in 2021 to allow for a fuller cost recovery of staff time and costs associated with responding to California Public Records Act requests. It's my understanding that the county staff isn't currently utilizing this subject ordinance. And recently, other California local jurisdictions who have adopted Public Records Act fee ordinances that are similar to this one, but not identical, are being challenged. And given that the ordinance is not in use, council is recommending repeal of the ordinance until there is further clarity in the law about this type of cost recovery ordinance.
Okay. Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
Yes, the one that I just handed out is from the Northern California ACLU, and it sounded like they were in support of repealing.
Okay, thank you. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Seeing none. Proponents' arguments and or evidence. Any in-house? None. Any online?
Showing none online.
We'll move to opponents' arguments and or evidence. Any in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment? Any public comment in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There is no rebuttal to proponents or opponents, since there was none. And we can close this hearing, correct? Any discussion by board members?
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Supervisor Cops.
No. Item 14B, this is a public hearing to reconsider resolution approving the rescission and reentry of existing Williams and Act contract under application APA 2308, Embry Williams and Act contract.
And I'll be recused myself from the T3 Williams and Act.
He's recused. Good morning. Staff report.
Good morning. This is Bernadette Susan, Associate Planner. The applicants have proposed to rescind property from the existing Williams and Act contract, which currently has two different property owners, and to create a contract for each property owner. The project site is located north and east of the city of Montague. The proposed primary agricultural use for each of the contracts is rangeland and pasture for livestock production and forage. Neither property owner, Embry nor Hinton, proposes to increase or decrease acreage within the Ag Preserve. Staff recommends approval of the rescission of the subject property from the existing contract and to create two individual contracts, one for each separate property owner. Staff also recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry into the new Williams and Act contracts and amendment to the agricultural reserve. Thank you.
Thank you. For presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence for this one.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Seeing none in-house. Nothing online.
Showing none online.
Proponents' arguments and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Opponents' arguments and or evidence. In-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment? Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
None. There is no rebuttal by our proponents or opponents, and we can close the hearing and bring it back to the board for discussion and or action.
If I could make a quick question. It was just one resolution for this one, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The others had two. Thank you.
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
A second.
And a second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Chris is recused. Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Copsett.
Aye. Item 14C, Community Development Planning, public hearing to consider two resolutions, one approving an amendment to an existing Ag Preserve and one approving rescission reentry of existing Williams and Act application. APA 2317, home project.
Associate Planner Bernadette Sisson again. Carol Holm proposes to rescind her property from the existing Williams and Act contracts, which currently have multiple property owners under each one, and to create a contract consisting solely of property under her ownership. The project site is located south of the city of Wairika. She proposes to continue the commercial ag use of rangeland and pasture for livestock production and forage, Staff recommends amending the existing ag preserves to remove this property, rescind the subject property from the existing contracts, and create an individual ag preserve and corresponding contract consisting of only the applicant's property. Staff also recommends determining this project from CEQA, pursuant to CEQA Guidelines Section 15317, Open Space Easements or Contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry of the new lands in that contract and amendment to the ag preserves.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. None in-house. Any online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Online?
None. Showing none online.
And none. Opponents, arguments, or evidence. In-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
None online. Public comment? Anyone in-house? Seeing none. And online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents, and we'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board for discussion or action. I have a motion to approve.
Sorry.
And a second.
All righty. Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseth.
Aye. We'll move on to item 14D, Community Development Planning Public Hearing, considering two resolutions, one approving the amendment to an existing ag preserve and one approving a rescission and reentry of existing Williamson Act contract application APA 2315 from Bachelor Ruby Pachu.
Thank you again, Associate Planner Bernadette Sisson. The Bachgloopies have proposed to rescind their property from the existing Williamson Act contracts, which currently have multiple property owners, and to create a contract consisting solely of the property under their ownership. This request was previously submitted as part of a boundary line adjustment project. The BLA was processed, approved, and recorded in 1995. However, the Ag Preserve and contract amendment portion was not processed at that time. The subject property is located east of the city of Montague and consists of approximately 4,278 acres, with a primary commercial ag use of rangeland and pasture, rangeland and grazing for pasture of livestock and production and grazing. Staff recommends amending the existing ag preserves to remove the subject property, rescind the subject property from the existing contracts, create an individual ag preserve and corresponding contract consisting of only the applicant's property. Staff also recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA Guidelines Section 15317, Open Space Easements or Contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry of the new Williamson Act contract and amendment to the agricultural preserves. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence for this one.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Seeing none.
None online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Seeing none in-house.
Showing none online.
None online. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Seeing none in-house.
Showing none online.
And none online. Public comment. Anyone in-house? No public comment. Online.
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents. And we'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board. Just a quick question with regard to, I heard 1995 that didn't come forward. I'm going to ask the question, if did that cost the landowner additional funding to bring that forward?
No.
Or, okay, thank
we
you.
We just had them complete new authorizations for us
okay,
to process.
Thank
the
you.
Project.
I have a motion to approve and a second.
All righty. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye. 14E, Community Development Planning Public Hearing, a resolution directing staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for properties under Williamson Act Contract 78019, located near the community of Callahan. Staff report, Bernadette.
Again, Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. On September 5th, 2023, staff presented the Wildlands Conservancy request to rescind their property from the existing Williamson Act contract, contract reference number 78019, and issue a new contract consisting solely of property under their ownership. This request was not approved. pursuant to the county rules for the establishment and administration of ag preserves and Lamesnack contracts, should the board not approve the request for a new contract, the county will issue a notice of non-renewal for the contract at the earliest possible time. Because this contract consisted of property under separate ownership, staff provided notice that the contract would be recommended for non-renewal and provided these owners with the time to apply for their own separate contracts. Three owners, Charles Hayden, Tom Hayden, and Arlene Ernest, have applied for their own separate contracts and their property is not included in the recommended non-renewal. One owner, Arabella Merlot, has requested an additional 6 months to prepare and submit her application. This request was granted by the Ag Preserve Administrator and this property is also not included in the recommendation for non-renewal. One property owner, Richard Hayden, did not respond. Staff evaluated his property and found that it would not qualify to remain under contract as it is approximately 16 acres in size, therefore not meeting the minimum 40-acre requirement. This property is included in the recommendation for non-renewal. Staff recommends the board adopt the resolution directing staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for the properties owned by the Wildlands Conservancy and Richard Hayden under contract 78019 and listed in Exhibit A to the resolution. Staff also recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA Guidelines Section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolution approving, directing staff to issue a notice for non-renewal for these properties. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence for this one either.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Seeing none in-house.
None online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. One in-house. Seeing none. Online.
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online.
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none.
Showing none online.
None online. There will be no rebuttal from proponents or opponents. Close of the hearing and back to discussion by board members. Supervisor Howe.
Question I have on Hayden property at 16 acres. Is that adjacent to other Hayden property that he could?
It is not adjacent to, he hasn't reached out for us to do any research to see how it could stay in. So okay. Just simply about evaluating that property along it would not qualify.
Okay. All right. Well, it's up to him then, I guess, at this point. I make the motion for the non-renewal.
Recommended motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Copson?
Aye. Okay. I think we're going to go into closed session, but before we do, Supervisor Chris, if he's there, you can come back in. I'm just going to go to board and staff reports while we have a public. It's kind of moot if we don't have public to hear anything, so. Any staff reports?
None to report.
Okay. Board reports, anyone?
Just have one. On the 14th, I attended the Conservative Women's Forum in Montague.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
On the 14th, I attended the Conservative Women's Forum.
Conservative, thank you.
In Montague.
Chris, anything?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to help Santa Claus at the U Valley Monastery. We was busy that time of year, so I helped out over there. Just busy during the holidays, so you have to look for helpers.
On the 14th of December, I too went to the Conservative Republican Women's Luncheon, however they call it these days. And just ended there.
You guys are balanced right anything?
Yeah, I was busy all through the holiday season. You guys are lucky. On the 18th, I met with Roger Page, and this is December, president of the Dignity Mount Shasta, Reading, and St. Elizabeth and Red Bluff. Anyway, something that Sewers Cops and maybe could follow with RCRC, there's a seismic retrofit that these hospitals have to go through that's causing a lot of angst. It's a lot of money. It's going to affect bed space, all these things that are critical, as all hospitals are. On the 20th, I was on the Telecommunications National Association of Counties meeting, which I encourage everyone to be part of. There's a wealth of knowledge there when it comes to broadband accessibility, affordability, ACP, whether that's getting renewed by the government. It is at this point in time. And that was an online Zoom meeting. On the 21st, I was on the Rural Action Caucus for the National Association of Counties, another entity predominantly from the National Association, looking at the rural affairs that are critical throughout the Western, not only the Western states, but all of the United States. Let's see. That is it for now.
Okay. And on the 21st of December, met with CalFish and Wildlife for our monthly meeting. With that, we are going to go into closed session.